This afternoon, you're listening to Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your closing needs. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Martin Ditto. He is the president of the Ditto Residential. And you guys are located in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
Yeah, we're just on U Street, 14th and U, okay. In Shaw.
And tell me a little bit more about you as an individual. Where did you grow up?
So grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, which is deep south. I was there until I was 18, moved away, and have been in the kind of mid-northeast corridor ever since.
And what about the accent?
The accent,
where'd it go?
Exited at some point along the way.
Can you pull it out anytime you want?
With bourbon, I think. I lived in Venezuela and Spain for a while, and I think it just kind of started to drift away. And by the time I was 30, it was pretty much gone.
Wow. So you've seen a lot of building structures. I mean, it seems like you traveled the world.
You know, I love to travel. My favorite part about traveling is just seeing new things, designs, people, meeting, seeing how people live in a different way. But that's what I've enjoyed the most, I guess.
Wow. And what school did you go to?
Went to Vanderbilt, studied economics, which is not exactly design, but it was a good, you know, basis for how business works, and I now use it zero.
Very nice. Okay. But what was it like living in Tennessee? That's a whole other accent.
I think Tennessee, they call it the Vanderbubble. I think when you're in college in a town, it's not exactly a realistic portrayal of what it's like to live there, but Nashville's a great city, a growing city, and definitely a city of the future.
Very nice. And how did you get it to come to D.C.?
You know, I came to D.C. because I did not want to live in the South, and I wanted to live in a city. So I had options of Chicago, Boston, New York. And I think, honestly, D.C. was the most comfortable because some of my family members had lived here. So coming back from Spain, I needed a place to go, and D.C. was a great option. So I came here.
And then how did you get started with the real estate industry and the urban infill development?
So originally worked for the mayor, Mayor Williams, some years ago, and was there for about a year, and then transitioned to the real estate development world with a company called Bozzuto, doing high-rise residential high-end development. And did that for a number of years and eventually made my way into, for a short-lived, taco shop business in Nashville. And then came back to D.C. and started this company about 6 years ago.
Very nice. And what was it like starting your own company?
You know,
I mean, you're taking on a big challenge.
You don't really realize, I think, when you start a company, what you're doing. I mean, I think for me, at least, it was just very much robotic. I mean, I needed it something to do. I knew how to build. So I started renovating houses. And I think that our company growth and trajectory is very iterative. I mean, we just kind of gone from one thing to another. And the next house, we always try to make better and, you know, in some way trying to improve ourselves with each product. And that's kind of how the company growth has gone.
Okay. So you start this company Ditto, taking it off your last name.
It was originally Venture 2 LLC, just because we'd already done Venture 1. And then we had a group of family members and friends who helped us rename it. So
okay. So it's a great name. It's your last name. So it's
It works well for branding.
But so you start Ditto and then you start these projects. What was it like doing your first project?
You know, our first project was actually pretty awesome. It was in a moderate income neighborhood. It was a project, a house that definitely had been dilapidated and had been a rental house for some time. And we just came in and fixed it up and brought it up to a standard. The neighborhood at that time was appropriate, and it was exciting. I remember how much money I made. It was, you know, now looking back, it was not all that significant, but it was so exciting because it was the first project, the first, you know, true product that I'd made with the company and sold it. And
it's a good feeling.
It was a great feeling. It was.
Very nice. Did the accent come out then?
You know, I think so. I'm sure back then there was a little bit of it.
And then let's talk about, so you're in DC, you did your first project, you got your company and you chose DC. And now you're in a position where you're ready to take over of how development is done in the future. Explain it for our listeners, because it's fascinating. I'm ready. If you've bought a book, I'm buying it.
So, you know, our approach to development is this. We want to develop products that, you know, are extraordinary. The idea of developing a status quo project, a project that is competitive with the rest of the market just because it does the same things, is of no interest. I mean, the staff, the team that we recruited, they don't want to do that. They are interested in doing something great. And so, you know, that builds on itself. And eventually you have this team around you that are extremely passionate about creating extraordinary design. And then you start creating friends. I mean, friends that are here today talking with us who don't exactly do what I do, who are also passionate about it. And so then you have architects and civil engineers and landscape architects and lighting designers and all of these people. You create this group of people that end up being kind of your development family. And if they have the same, you know, shared values, then it's a pretty exciting opportunity.
That's wonderful. But let's get into that with you and Ditto. You guys have a different, you're taking your passion like everyone else is taking their passion. And there's a turning point where you are able to, you have a name for yourself. I mean, you got a brand and you got a name, you're in the community. And now you get to take full control. What is that brand?
That brand is represented by extraordinary design and represented by a product that we hope that, but for buying it from us, it's the only way you can buy it is to build it. You can hire a Darren Cornus and have him go out there with an extraordinary architect, or you can buy that product from us. And that's what excites us.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Martin Ditto from President of Ditto. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Martin, let's talk about your latest project, which is called Oslo. It's a really cool name.
Yeah, it's a great project. It's a cool name. It's a great project designed by Depth Design Group in D.C.
This is one of your like revolutionary projects that you worked on.
This was an interesting project.
You're the only one doing this.
I think it's the first of its kind in DC. It is a kind of a group housing model with 3 and 4 bedroom apartments, but very high end design. So people who want to live in extraordinary housing but don't want to buy a $1 million condo have the opportunity to live with their friends in an extraordinarily designed building, in a shared living space, and really have a great time.
And where is this located?
It's located in Shaw between Rhode Island and Florida Avenue. So it's a central
location,
half block from the metro. It's a hot location for sure.
And who is the clientele? Is it people that are in college, or is it people that are transitioning in and out of the area?
Yeah, there's definitely a range. It's young adults who are early in their career, who probably not married, looking to live with their friends and wanted to live in a fun area and want to live in an exciting building.
You probably have a waiting list for that, especially in D.C. Like,
and we're expecting once we get onto a summer rotation that they'll be very popular. But again, we're trying to charge premium rents because it is a very much premium rental product.
Right. And tell me about the work that went into it, like, because you don't do the basic stuff.
It's a special project. It took a year of planning. We entrusted this project to one of our top architects, which is Depth Designs, we were very proud of the way that it came out. Essentially, you know, the access to the project is either via a terrace level walkway or a bridge.
Oh wow!
And so, out of the 9 units, 5 are actually accessible via the bridge or the areaway. And only 4 are accessible via the main entrance. It's pretty creative what they did.
Very nice. And how did you come up with the name Oslo?
Oslo kind of came out somewhat organically from a visit to visit my cousin who is in Norway. But also, it's a beautiful word, and it kind of represents what we were trying to create, which is a beauty, you know, graphically in the building and graphically in the word. So I think it worked out well.
Very nice. Now, I want to go back to your passion.
Okay.
So, you were telling me about, like, the Ferrari.
Sure.
Explain that for our listeners.
Well, so the idea is that when you buy a Ferrari, there's an expectation that pretty much everything that goes into that Ferrari is done at a very high level. Like, you don't know exactly where the leather came from, but the truth is that leather in a Ferrari is handpicked by these special, you know, cow pickers who choose the finest leather in the world. And the idea behind our product is that we're building an extraordinary product, which is represented by incredible design and attention to detail. And, you know, we want our buyers and the general population to understand that the amount of work and effort and just time that we put into every single detail is extraordinary.
But it's not just design, it's also the electronics.
Yeah, we were talking about Sonos. Yes, we do install some pretty awesome sound systems in the houses. So that has been fun too.
So, can you get any technology like the Jetsons, where you come home and the doors automatically open up?
We have that on our upcoming models, but I can't talk about it. It's a little secret. Yeah.
So tell me about your other future projects.
So future projects coming up are really span the gamut from kind of two-unit super high-end condos up to kind of a 70,000 square foot rental building over in the Northeast Corridor, and all are focused on extraordinary design, and that's been kind of the ongoing theme in our company and something that we have recommit to with each project. Whenever we do a project and feel like the design is not lived up to kind of our desires, we double down that commitment. And so I would say the most exciting project we have going on right now is 1326 Florida, which is a rental building over in the Northeast Corridor. It's about 45 units rental.
And Martin, where do you see the future of Ditto?
The future of Ditto is just a continued commitment to excellent design. I think that we are hopefully challenging DC with extraordinary architecture, and hopefully those will start popping up all over town.
Well, wonderful. Just go to visit our website and you'll see some of these projects at dcrealestateradio.com. That's dcrealestateradio.com, and check out more projects from Ditto. Coming up next, we got Brooke Rose. He's with Brooke Rose, and we're going to have a good conversation with him, talking more about construction. Coming